What's going on? This is Brian with the Baller Fresh Podcast. Make sure you click that subscribe button and hit that notification bell to be notified of all our uploads. So we're talking about a potential trade proposal that could possibly pair Anthony Davis and LeBron James. This is according to an article on Bleacher Report. They were talking about, because all the speculation is that LeBron needs another all-star in order to make another finals run. And in this article, they're saying that the only way that they could possibly get LeBron James to pair with Anthony Davis is to trade LeBron back to the East. Now, the trade, the proposal that they're talking about, I'm going to read a little bit from this. And I don't think at all that this is going to happen. And I don't think at all that the Lakers are even going to trade LeBron as opposed to getting someone to come to the franchise, because there's so much turmoil surrounding the Lakers right now. They need to be restored. So trading away LeBron James is not going to be any good at all for their franchise. But the potential trade that this article is talking about is this. The New Orleans Pelicans will receive Marcus Smart, Jason Tatum, Robert Williams III, Sacramento Kings' 2019 first-round pick from Boston, Los Angeles Clippers' 2019 first-round pick from Boston, the Boston Celtics' 2022 first-round pick. The Boston Celtics would receive Anthony Davis, LeBron James. The Los Angeles Lakers would receive Jaylen Brown, Al Horford, Memphis Grizzlies' 2019 first-round pick from Boston, top six protected, Boston Celtics 2019 first round pick. Now it says the motivation, the Pelicans' motivation. The Pelicans have long been tied to Tatum. The 21-year-old forward even acknowledged the rumors himself. Yeah, I trade me too for Anthony Davis. Tatum and Smart would join Drew Holiday in what will become a dynamic defensive backcourt. Smart carries the NBA's second best defensive real plus minus among point guards, while Holiday sits fourth at the position in real plus minus. No longer would Holiday always have to spend his nights chasing opposing teams' best perimeter scorers. Smart is one of the game's best in that regard, and Tatum possesses the length to challenge the longer wings who have given Holiday and the Pelicans so much trouble in the past. Okay, that's all I'm going to read from this article. You heard the trade proposal. Basically, they're trying to get them to pair up in Boston, which, if this is the case, if there's any truth to this particular case, because if they're thinking about this specific trade scenario, then there must be some rumblings in the background. Now, I can't speak to how loud those rumblings may be, but this isn't going to happen. This isn't going to happen at all. Like I said, the Lakers had so much turmoil, and this has been such a disastrous season that they need to keep LeBron and try to get somebody to come over there. Now, I don't think that Anthony Davis is going to go to the Lakers. We all know that David Griffin, LeBron's ex-GM in Cleveland, has been hired as the GM in New Orleans, but I believe that New Orleans is still salty about the Lakers basically shopping for Anthony Davis all season long. So they're not going to really give David Griffin any orders to really make a trade with the Lakers. And if he did, it would be questioned. It would probably even come up under investigation by the NBA, because LeBron has so many relationships around the NBA that you got to question everything. But that's the possible trade scenario that this article on BleacherReport.com has come up with. Like I said, I don't believe that this is ever really going to happen, but this is what could possibly work if all those teams involved would come to an agreement. So let me know what you think about this possible trade scenario. Let me know if you think it would happen. Let me know if you even agree with it. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, click that notification bell, and follow us on Instagram at BallerFreshCo. Until the next story, peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.